Welcome to the Instagram stories for Tuesday, February 7th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Not a lot of Instagram news to talk about, but there is some TikTok news. Let's get into it. First, TikTok is under a lot of pressure right now, with many in the United States calling for it to be banned. My favorite writer from the Washington Post, Taylor Lorenz, had an article all about how TikTok is opening a new transparency center in Los Angeles. She had an opportunity to go, and she wrote about her experiences while in the building. She reports in this article that TikTok officials openly acknowledge the purpose of these transparency centers is to counter public officials' concerns that the company, which is owned by China's ByteDance, is abusing U.S. users' data and could be used to spread Chinese government propaganda. Here's a quote from TikTok's chief operating officer, Vanessa Pappas. Quote, "We have to build a trusted platform, one that ensures the safety and security of all of our users globally. When you think about trust and transparency, you really can't have one without the other." End quote. I'll talk about what you can do at the TikTok Transparency Center in a second, but first I want to note that this one that Taylor Lorenz visited is in Los Angeles. I read somewhere else, I can't seem to find it at the moment, that another location will be open in DC, but I am very disappointed that there will not be a New York location. Taylor described the experience where there are giant screens, visitors can replicate the experience of scrolling TikTok and understand what sort of creators and brands post on the platform. There's a privacy and security hub where visitors are informed about how TikTok protects users' privacy and data. In another small side room, guests can pretend to be TikTok moderators. They're given a short training session on how to assess content for rules violations and then are shown various videos in a game where they must pick which content violates rules and why. I'm going to link to the article where you can read more about this experience. I would very much like to go, but it seems like it's definitely going to be something that I need to make a trip to either LA or DC to do. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about ChatGPT. And do you remember Artifact? It's a new app from the creators of Instagram. I talked about it last week. I got access, and I'm going to share that access with you. Stick around after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Good news, we're back. Are you familiar with ChatGPT? I want to assume that since you listen to this show, you're quite up on technology and therefore you are familiar with ChatGPT, but I don't think it's fair to assume. If you are not familiar with it, basically it is an AI where you can ask it questions and it will respond and do things for you. Not like a Google search where you can type something in and get a response from various websites that you can click on those websites and see more information. You could ask ChatGPT to write you the synopsis of a novel, or you could ask it to write you a rap song based on some criteria that you give, or you could ask it to write you a cover letter based on a job description that you pasted in, or you could ask it to write you a resume based on some experience, whatever. There's just tons of things that you can do with it. It's free, it's incredibly powerful, and a lot of companies right now are looking at how they can integrate it with their existing products. For instance, Microsoft is looking at how they will integrate it with Bing. If you think about it, searching on the internet has been very static for a long time. This definitely takes the ability to search and get information back into a whole new realm. The thing I wanted to talk about today is that ChatGPT is launching ChatGPT Plus, which will cost $20 a month and serve as a pilot program for OpenAI, that's the company who makes ChatGPT, as they endeavor to monetize this product. They explain that they will continue to offer free access to ChatGPT, but by offering subscription pricing, they will be able to support free access availability to as many people as possible. This sounds like a plus all around. I don't think I would necessarily pay $20 for it, but if there was some kind of subscription where I got it with my job, the way you get maybe subscription to the New York Times or something similar, I think that would be a really, really cool idea and something that I think a lot of companies would benefit from. And lastly, I want to talk about Artifact, which is the new app from the creators of Instagram, Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger. I talked about it a couple of weeks ago on the show, and I recently got access. And I will tell you that it is not great, but it's still early. It's basically a news aggregator. When you open the app, you're asked what sort of topics you're interested in. I selected things like technology and so forth. And then it shows you news articles that it thinks you will be interested in. It gives you a variety of them to read from. And long term, the plan is for you to be able to share those articles in the app with your own specific comments, maybe what you thought about the article or why you think it's relevant or whatever. Sort of like how you can retweet with quotes on Twitter. That functionality is not available yet, but I do have two invites that I can share with listeners. So if you would like access to Artifact, send me a DM and I will get you the access. That's going to do it for today's show. Thanks for listening. Be sure to come back tomorrow for more news, whether it relates to Instagram or other social media things or other tech stuff that I think is important. Come back for that.
I'm not yet a member of the Instagram team, but my podcast covers many Instagram themes. But the name, image, logos are trademarks at Instagram and the LCC in the USA and every territory. Everything I publish independently. Until they let me run my team and start to pay my salary. Not sponsored or endorsed, no lies, no fallacy. I use their logo with permission, not malicious or callously. No trademark violation, filling all criteria. Follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Daniel Hill Media.